All right, and we're back. This is now closed optional poetry radio.
Optional.
I like
close
that.
Close optional party. Did I not say off and optional?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've tuned in to World Poetry After Dark. And we're sporting a Chevy waiting for you to call.
Oh,
just
Lord.
Giving us a call.
Right, this is why I don't like doing After Dark. I leave and I don't want to even consider this subject matter for the next month.
Well,
and then we do it again, and this is ruining my life.
Pour yourself a nice glass of white wine. Maybe a Chianti.
Oh, you know what? Maybe some fava beans and some liver. I'll sit here in a bathroom. We can talk about our feelings. What?
All right. Call now, 720-240-9766. It's uncensored poetry with the exception of still no hate speech.
Right. 720-240-9766.
And you can drop the fuck bomb. Meanwhile, it's all doomed. You're listening to World Poetry After Dark. And we are all doomed. Now, Mike protest as we go to that break to get the colors queued up. However, the minute the music starts, he pulls out a backpack, a power drill, a feather duster, a quart of canola oil, and for God's sakes, a 12-inch dildo. What the hell is all that for?
Well, and don't forget a French baguette and some nice table wine. I do have class.
You're still scared the shit out of me.
I got to be honest, though. I'm really happy looking at this list here. I think we thought we were going to butcher the After Dark program, but instead I think we successfully avoided a sausage fest.
We did. We have some sausage. We have some hamburger.
Hamburger?
It's a code. My
You're 100% corn dog, my friend. That's yes. Now that we're talking about things this way.
Okay. I'm like lost.
All right. So, we're going to go straight out to our first caller from New York. She is Lorraine.
Hello. I had to get earplugs in my cat because she's a virgin and...
Wow, that's what she tells you anyway. Yeah. I never trust a cat.
I have photographs that'll prove otherwise.
Whoa!
What can I tell you? This is called an embrace in space.
An embrace in space.
I used to drift through life carefree, avoiding spheres of gravity, until entering the magnetic field surrounding your body and making me yield. For your supersonic, subatomic, galactic, prophylactic, no astral projection could offer protection. Your body heat sparked my defeat. So I fell into you at the speed of light, barely conscious of my plight. Absorbed by your mass as meteors passed, we united as one, as warm as the sun, together forever, outshining the living, outliving the young, a glow in a galaxy from which life sprung, while Earthlings envision a landing on Mars, will waltz into space, lighting up stars. And home.
Nice.
I only hear one set of hands.
No, clapping. No, there were two.
I was clapping. I was clapping something else.
I'm sure it was hands. I'm sure
it was my.
It's not going to feel like Friday next week, but I hope you guys have a great couple, weeks, I'll talk to you at the end of your 2 week time.
Thank you, Lorraine.
I think things will have fundamentally changed by that time, Lorraine.
Yes.
Fundamentally,
on a fundamental level.
I'm looking forward to that.
All right.
That should really be mind-shaking.
It will be.
Orgasmic, if you will.
You take care of yourself. And enjoy the 2 weeks, by the way.
Thank you, Lorraine.
Thank you.
That was Lorraine.
Thanks a lot.
On your home for adult poetry, World Poetry After Dark.
You know, you think about erotic poetry and you go, where's my home for adult erotic poetry? And then you think, there's three guys in a basement in Colorado. I think that's my home.
Yes.
Because that's not creepy at all.
Nothing's creepy when you got three guys, a power drill, and a quart of canola oil.
You have the Swedish bikini team in a basement like this with canola oil and a power drill. That's creepy, too. It doesn't matter who's doing it. It's creepy. Just saying. I feel like I should go in political talk right now.
You should. That was your...
I want to take this message to political talk.
Bill O'Neill moment. Or Bill O'Reilly.
We'll do a lie!
Yeah, exactly. All right. Now that we've settled in after that little bit of foreplay, let's bring on Death and Destruction. She is Mariah from Minnesota.
Oh, great.
Hi.
Hi, welcome back to our show, our uncensored fucking show. Just saying.
Wait, our fucking uncensored show? Our or what is this? Is this taking a direction I'm not aware of?
Well, you didn't get the memo? No. I thought I put that in writing. I
did not get the memo. And I did not sign any releases.
Damn it.
Okay, then. I would join in all the fun, but my parents are downstairs.
Yeah, we don't want them scarred for life like we're going to be.
Well, he's... Apparently, J-Tud has photo evidence of Lorraine's cat, so I don't know what's going on here.
Great. Now the chat room's talking about bacon.
Nice. Nothing goes better with sex than bacon.
Cooking bacon
what
naked.
Is it with us and bacon?
Cooking bacon naked is a really bad idea. And honestly, it'll sound like I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. I do know this from experience.
Yes. That's something actually not the same experience. Two different experiences, both of us know.
Cooked bacon naked as well? Did you really was it in a kitchen or was it outside?
No, it was in our kitchenette, and I was trying to make breakfast in bed for my beloved.
Was it your kitchen or someone else's kitchen?
No, for my beloved, my wife.
Okay. I just wandered into someone's house and cooked some bacon.
Naked? That's great.
Making breaking bacon.
Nothing weird about that at all. Do you have a poem to save us from this?
She does, somewhere.
Salty mess that we've gotten ourselves into.
Oh, good God.
I think that making bacon naked would be a very bad idea.
And the thing is, that's not hyperbole. It is a really bad idea.
Horrible idea.
Yeah.
All right. I've been trying to mentally prepare myself to read this one because I haven't read it out loud. I think I've read it out loud once when I first wrote it.
Okay.
And I haven't really read it since then because it creeps me out. And I wrote this just after I turned 17. So. Yeah. Okay. This is called Story Time. Teddy bears and daisies usually mean playtime and fun, but not when I'm involved. There's no sweet candy or soft and fuzzy blanket. The bedtime stories that I tell are the same ones that I heard growing up, but I don't just tell mine. I make them leave. Take the princess and the pea. The child dressed in pink lies atop the bed, mattresses stacked high, but instead of a pea, it's more like an axe, and the child is in an eternal state of sleep. Blood soaks through the mattresses and stains them ruby red, feeling the color from her lips as I take the breath from her soul. I'll take the time to weave daisies into her bloody straw blonde hair. Then there's Humpty Dumpty, the beloved clumsy egg, cracked into a thousand shattered pieces. The small skull of baby boy one makes a fine replacement, held up by the toad for a short while before I smile and let go. Before a second passes, the boys look for no movement, no sound, no life. Just a small, broken body surrounded by a halo of red and gray. No horses or men around to piece the small fragments together again. But what about the three little pigs? It always was my favorite. Picturing the three fat, juicy little pigs, curled up in the corner, cowering in shadows, out of sight, out of mind, since again and again in their thoughts. The screams that echo in the room resemble squealing pigs, the cries of anguish too shrill to be seen as human.
I've gotten through the straw and made a stew of the first. Save the leftovers and make my way to the next. Squealing and kicking and shrieking and squirming, this one puts a lot more of a fight. Fuck! Two down and one to go. No place left to run. Whimpers from the corner fade into the background as I add some bacon and a small sausage link to my stash. No longer hungry, but thirsting for a glass of depravity. The little piggy must be hungry. I offer it a taste. Refuses, but the little pig must eat to get even fatter. 10 minutes and a bitten finger later, the meat is on the hatch, along with a glass of red liquid dripping from the table. No more squeals, no more shrieks, no more cries for help. Only quiet drips between sporadic retching. Fuck. Alarm goes off, marking the awaited day. Make my meal and head out for City Park. The countywide chili cook-off is today. I never lose. And poem.
Bravo! Bravo! That was a good time. That was excitement.
I might never sleep again. I know I'm not having chili ever again.
Way to go, Mariah. Ruining the chili for J-Todd.
Actually, I'm very grateful for that.
I know, yes. Me too, actually. That's kind of what I'm laughing. I'm like, hey, that totally worked in our favor.
That was good, Mariah.
Yeah, thank you very much. Creepy as hell. Once again, thank you.
Yeah, but see, I know all the little hidden meanings in that, and that's why it creeps me out.
I see.
There's some parts where you really got to think about them.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to be thinking about these things.
Mariah, thank you for calling our show. We'll hear from you next week.
No.
2 weeks from now?
No. 2 weeks, yes.
All right. Looking forward to it. That was Mariah on World Poetry After Dark. Love that.
It's pretty powerful.
It is a powerful... powerful feeling you get when you say World Poetry After Dark.
You know, one of the interesting things about this show is being able to look in the chat room and just watching people going absolutely insane. I'm not even sure what's being said here.
I don't pay attention to the chat room. I try to concentrate on our quality broadcasting that we struggled so hard to bring to
That's
everybody.
That's okay. Don't worry. I'll just slap myself in the face and get back focused.
All right. So we have another caller. Please welcome from Wisconsin, Miles.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. What's up with you?
I'm doing good. I got a poem here. It's not that dirty. It's actually, I don't know. It's just one I really like, and I really wanted to read it.
All right, go
so
for it.
If that's cool.
Of course.
Go for it.
Yeah.
All right. It's called Variations on a Teddy Bear. There are not enough colors in a rainbow. Roy G. Biv, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. No, not enough colors. There are not enough psychedelic patterns on electric sheep. Contrary to the name of that dating site, there are not enough fish in the sea, especially if we're talking about real fish, defined by the omniscient Wikipedia as any member of a paraphyletic group of organisms that consist of all gill-bearing aquatic craniate animals that lack limbs with digits. Save the fishes, save the world. There are not enough hugs. They should make teddy bears for adults. Instead, they make creepy half-mannequins, disembodied plastic torsos with one arm, and even creepier pillows with naked anime girls on them, the kind with huge black eyes and oversized imaginary breasts. Somebody sat in front of their sketch pad and said, hey, I know what I want to draw, porn. And somebody else said, hey, what if we could put porn on a pillow so lonely guys could hug porn? And somebody else said, I want to hug porn. And the opportunity to do that is worth like $50. Probably shouldn't use the word creepy. Some people think I'm creepy and I don't like that. They think that because I don't smile very much. Doesn't feel very good to be called creepy. I'm not creepy. I'm just sick. Sometimes I look like I have Tourette's, but I don't. Cough, 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 cough. Cigarettes. Cough, 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 cough. Is it a human right to smoke cigarettes regardless of your health status? Is it a human right for sick people to have apartments? Is it a human right to write poetry? Is it a human right to have an internet connection? Is 1080p a human right? Is it a human right to hug teddy bears? Is it a human right to like tacos? What if it's Tuesday? Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "It's okay to be maladjusted when things suck." Maybe I shouldn't use quotation marks because that's not exactly what he said. I'm paraphrasing. Gandhi once said, "It's okay to hug porn as long as you really, really like it." All right, he didn't say that, but what if he did? Would that change your opinion of him? Jesus once said, "It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than it is to get people to admit that they masturbate." I heard that somewhere, but I've never read the Bible, so who knows? Is it okay to be atheist? Is it okay to believe in God and evolution at the same time? Is it okay to try to divide by zero? What if you try really, really hard? Would Fred Phelps get into heaven if when he got to the gates he said, "Holy shit, I'm really sorry about all of that. My bad, bro." Is it okay to believe in the ultimate demise of humanity due to a collision between Earth and a misguided planet X? Is it a human right to believe? Is it a human right to believe in the healing power of teddy bears? Is it a human right to be afraid of hungry mother grizzly bears coming at you with the momentum of a dude texting while driving his Navigator? Is it a human right to go into debt? I get jealous of people who are successful. I get jealous of people who don't shake involuntarily. I get jealous of people who win the 50-50 raffle and people who get to say bingo. I get jealous of blue ribbon cattle and sheep. But I think you should hug your fluffy bunny and your illegally purchased snow leopard. I think I'm a Gemini. But they changed the dates on those things a couple years ago, so I have no idea. The world is in flux. More than 3.5 billion people are awake at any time, and I am currently one of them. Cough, 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 cough. That's it.
Yeah! Dude, really well done.
Really enjoyed that.
You had all of us going howling at some of the visions that we got from that. Very cool.
The best thing about this poem is that if you have it online, there's footnotes to YouTube videos in it.
Beautiful. So you and where can you find that online?
If it ever gets published, I'll link it to...
All right. Fair enough. Link it to worldpoetryopenmic.net. Yeah.
Appreciate it. That was awesome.
Thank you. That was Miles from Wisconsin on World Poetry After Dark. Just full arousal every time I say World Poetry After Dark.
I am at full arousal. I go to 200% whenever we do that because that's the kind of guy I am.
And that fistful of Viagra you took before coming downstairs.
Hi-ya!
Nice.
I got to perform at my best, you know?
There you go. Someone who always performs at their best, please welcome, calling from Connecticut, she is Barbara.
Hey, guys.
Hello, how are you?
Okay, I thought I would write something a little, you know, kind of risque. Just for, you know, after dark. So.
A tease, a slight risque poem.
A little risque. And it's called Your Embrace.
All right.
So it's not nearly in the fashion of the poems that have been written tonight, and definitely hard to follow Miles because his poem was, I have to read it. I just have to see it in the flesh to actually see all that he wrote about. But it's simple and small. So it's called Your Embrace. I remember I wrote it for After Dark. I miss your embrace, the smooth feel of your body fitted to mine as you peruse my form with your lips, shopping for the places to make me tingle, release the lion inside as your tongue teases me gently, slipping into corners and finally finding the one spot meant to be teased and tasted. Slipping, sliding, replacing it with your sweet appendage, so loved and known and so well formed to me. And soon we are rocking together in our familiar dance of love, rising and falling in waves of passion as we devour each other in sensual fashion, our own delicious meal of love.
Very well done. Love the imagery in that.
Thank you. Thank you, my After Dark poem.
Yes. And written for our show. Thank you very much.
Yes, definitely. For you guys. So, you know, you would have something with a little, you know, not quite like my usual stuff.
You did a great job.
Did you enjoy it, guys?
I did.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling our show. That was Barbara and World Poetry.
You're welcome.
World Poetry After Dark. I was just, I cracked myself up because we talk in sign language when we're supposed to be quiet. And I did the international sign language for what I would be if I was a dinosaur, which is a lickalotopus.
Oh, good God. I suppose you think that's terribly clever.
I am terribly clever.
Well.
All right, so what do we have to save us from me going
nothing.
Manic?
We've got nothing. There's nothing that's going to save us.
Nothing that's going to save us, but we do have another poet.
Yeah. However, if we had Demerol and Thorazine, I'm sure we could put this whole thing to rest.
Demerol's some serious stuff. Whoa.
Yeah. But since we don't have Demerol and Thorazine, let's go out to Michigan for Kyle.
Hello?
Hello! Would you like to place a call? International? I'm totally kidding.
Would you like to place a call?
Very much.
What do you got for us?
All right. I got some free verse. It started off as free verse, and then it just kind of led into me fucking bitching about my ex-girlfriend, because I do that in most of my writing.
Right on. I'm ready to hear it.
All right. So it's called For William Burroughs. Chloroplast squeezed through a crack in the shutters. Behind them, the pink sky drains blue. Brains wrapped in barbed wire chains. Junkies round up the wiggly green worm. Cool, tasty tetanus. Copulation of blood and urine. Unshaven werewolves mate in the bushes. Two males from the look of it. Meanwhile, the civilized wine and dine on Saturday night. Pour the drinks. Look for your brain's right side. Appears bleak, malnutrition the key. The hammers swing and pound every time they come around and they build the walls in your mind. Tearing you down, poking around and ensuring that you are confined. The fake breed ghastly offspring, soccer coaches, ministers, and high school principals. Shadows sit in broad daylight with unyielding smiles and graces. Bodies lay in the bushes, buried by police who reminisce over glazed donuts in a medium blend. They polish a badge of pride. Capped off with some crack from the evidence room. And the necro spiders subdue their tangled prey, then wrap it for a late-night snack. And God endorses corporal punishment. Slapstick plagues inhale the righteous man. The need for acceptance will kill you, and whoever they are, whoever you seek knows it. They bask in your fear. God, creator of the deformed and savage, and friend of hegemony. A yearning for love will bite like fall at the back of the neck. An all-consuming white light that comes in through the window shades and hangs over your shoulder, wrapping itself around the scalp and crawling behind the eyeballs. The four walls remain the same, perched in the same place awaiting your arrival, wondering like the dope man where the hell you've been the past 6 months. folly and false ideals, I suppose. Anyway, love is a comparable hunger. The mind begs and pleads, and the body writhes in pain. One more time, one more chance, one more dive. Let's placate the pain, baby, just one more day. Your body is heroin in my veins. And love songs at 12 a.m., cold pizza and a slew of psychiatric meds. That's love. Orange fingertips, congested ashtrays, and spite for you and everyone you know, becoming the only suicide prevention measure. That's love. Your joy and the unnatural sense of happiness without any remorse. And the unanswered questions. That's love. The photographs I haven't even thought for throwing away. That's love. And to this day, I'll never remain without the perpetual haunting. Specters of you float in the mirror, the shadows perched upon my shoulder. My hand shakes, scarred and regrettable. If you were a firefly, then I suppose I shouldn't have tried to catch you. Flashing pictures, flashing pictures, flashing pictures. Witch doctored I am. I'd ask you to talk, but you'd say no. I'll never find a pussy like yours again. So tight, so sweet. I miss the taste. The end.
Very well done.
Thank you.
And I'm a huge fan of Burroughs, and I really enjoyed that piece.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Kyle, call us back next week. We won't be doing After Dark. Oh, no, 2 weeks. Sorry. We won't be doing After Dark until the beginning of November, but you're always welcome to call and share a more timid piece.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you, Kyle.
All right, thanks.
That was Kyle from Michigan on World Poetry After Dark.
That is so ridiculous. I love it. I love it, man.
I love ridiculousness. Have you heard the Haiku Master theme? Just saying.
You know, that's the thing I'm the most proud of in my life.
I know. No. And you talk about ridiculous.
No, it was meant to be ridiculous. That took me like 15 minutes to do.
Really?
Now, most people don't know. Any musicians will totally get this. The you take the high road, I'll take the low road. Bonnie Banks of Loch Lomond. And that's in a pentatonic scale, which is the same as the da 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 dum bum 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 bum. Most people aren't aware of that, but when you try to put them together because they're in a different time signature, that's where it gets weird.
Yeah. Did you use your DeLorean to get them both into the same?
Nope. I use my brain.
Very weird.
That's the only time I've ever heard of you doing that.
I know. That's probably the second time. All right. So someone that always uses their brain, please welcome from Kentucky. He is Philip.
Howdy, fellas.
Hello, and welcome back to our weird show.
Oh, I appreciate it. Everybody getting naughty, I tell you.
I'm telling you, man. Clothes came off early in this one.
We're watching the chat room going, what?
Unprotected poetry?
Unprotected poetry. And as we say here in Kentucky, I done creamed my britches.
Yes.
I just want to make sure everybody goes and gets tested after unprotected poetry. Be responsible.
No, I'm glad everybody's having a good time. And it's good to, you know, let your hair down and whatever else. And,
your hair down or whatever else. I love that.
Let your hair down or let it out, as the case may be.
Let it all hang out, as has been said and sung. Well, I'll get to it then and let the next poets get on stage and do their stuff. I got one of these kind of long titles, so just for you, J. Todd Underhill.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Random stanzas collected as etudes that regard a healthy heterosexual perspective or a response to Michelangelo Antonioni's impetus for La Ventura, Eros is sick. And here it goes. A common servitude born of primitive urges, the testicular ebb and flow sculpts Jungian dream symbols into the adamantine darkness where mind and fantasy reside. Emulsive white tides that break against subconscious shores, fume spilled and salt sudsy beneath gibbous bright multiple moons that dance, and stars that sing fiery cadences learned when the cosmos was only a naive newborn, nearly 1 million years old. Unavoidable temptations undressed inside the psyche's astrolabe, dusky feminine curls twisted into question marks, long vanilla tress fairy tales that wander off innocently into fields overgrown. grown with wild flowers, thighs that glisten in lactiferous moonlight, the calculus of perfect buttocks, mischievously plucked at undergarments aptly described with a patina shimmer of Nabokov's blues pinned on some museum's wall, romance and erotic verisimilitude discovered with bedroom patience, sans aggression, sans worry, sans judgment. Beautiful nudity captured pure in a looking glass, hung in a room ripe with hot house warmth and patient love. And there it is, fellers.
As always, strong work, my friend.
I certainly appreciate it, and I hope all you fellows really do enjoy your Friday off. I think that's just great. You know, you do so much for us. You guys should enjoy yourself too. So, you know.
Well, you know, it's not public knowledge, but we actually need the week off because JT's going to travel. And really, to be honest, you put Mike and I in the studio, and we are lost without him here.
The two mad scientists. How do you work this shit? I don't know.
Exactly. That's exactly. I'd be like,
maybe if I hit it with this rubber chicken, something will happen.
Exactly.
Right.
And it strangely works. I don't know. I don't know how to explain that.
Belated birthday to JT, and I hope you have a good travel. Be safe, and thank you so much. And I look forward to the weekend after this coming weekend. So, be well and cheers.
Be well. Thank you,
Philip. All right.
That was Philip on World Poetry After Dark. Nice. So, all the foreplay and everything out of the way, we're to the poet that's going to bring us to our climax of our After Dark segment.
Yeah, those who love each other finish together.
There you go. Wow. Please welcome Zachary from Oklahoma.
Hello again.
Did we crack you up? Sorry about that.
Okay, as far as this one, if you're sure about me doing this one, it's called Eloquent F-Bomb.
Go for it.
And the name does imply because it is.
All right.
All right. When it comes to the word I pen, they carry with them a tune, as if I'm before an audience, dancing in the room. I hear this music playing, and in that moment, I am free. Sit back, relax, get comfortable. I shall recite it now to thee, a dialogue that must be spoken from a heart that was so kind, that is tattered and so broken, and contradictory of the mind. I find the beauty of emotion to be so eloquent and bright. To remove such beauty from this world seems a feat that is not right. Explanation is much needed. I prefer it written on a page. At most times, it must be spoken. Now I feel I must engage. I hope that you have settled in, for I'll sit down now next to you. Place your hand into mine, and then I will walk you through this message I'm delivering. Now is the time, it is the place, for you to finally hear it. So wipe that grin off of your face. This has been a long time coming, and before I'd been afraid. Speaking of these such words, to keep alive what we've both made. But your heart is so confused, I'm not sure of how to feel. Pulling away, pretending nothing that we shared was ever real. Actions speak louder than words. Body language does as well. And you act as if you don't remember. But oh, the stories we could tell. So go on, living inside yourself. All you'll be living is a lie. Now that I have lightened the blow, it's time to say goodbye. Fuck you. Goodbye, Mirrors. Fuck you, I'm complete. Fuck you, I'm still standing upon my own 2 feet. Fuck you, I'm not good enough. Fuck you, get a clue. Fuck you. I'm so much better. I have no use for you. Fuck you. Watch what I can do. Fuck you. I will achieve. You really fucked up when you took up your leave. Fuck you. You don't deserve me. Go and fuck yourself. Fuck you. I shall achieve greatness. You will only fail. Fuck you. I think I've had enough. Fuck you. I am fulfilled. You really did fuck up when my soul you tried to kill. Fuck you. Your existence. Fuck you. I'll carry on. You're a fuck up and it's showing. It seems that I have won. Fuck you and your baggage. Fuck you. Leave it behind. Fuck all your mistakes. I will keep this peace of mind. Fuck you and your closed heart. Fuck your mind. What good is it for? I'm tired of fucking using you as a fucking metaphor. Fuck you and your new life. But I hope you're happy still. Because I'm fucking moving on. And your memory, I will kill. Fuck you, I am better. The only fuck up here is you. Go fuck yourself, you fucking fuck. I won't fucking do this anymore. I'm fucking done with rhyming. I'll take this to another place. This is the last line that will rhyme as I forget your fucking face. Did I fucking deserve this? Fuck no, the drama came from you, being the fucking person that I am. What else was I to do? I have my share of problems. I leave them in the fucking past. I want a future and a better life. Something that'll fucking last. You really fucked up my life when you walked through that fucking door. I gave my all to you. What a huge fucking mistake. And you fucking walk away? What the fuck? That's asinine. Grow up, you fucking child. Respect another's fucking heart. Fuck you. I'm tired of this pain and this fucking misery. The suppression can go fuck itself. It won't get the best of me. Oh, fuck. I started rhyming. Well, fuck you anyway. I'll say fuck just a few more times. I've got more fucking things to say. You're a fucking waste of human. And it's really sad to see. I hope the next person you're near notices and fucking leaves. Fuck this. I'll keep going. What the fuck else am I to do? And just in case I have forgotten, I just want to say fuck you. You have no sense of compassion. Do you have a fucking heart? This is where I say goodbye. This is where we fucking part. I've tried to be the better person. But in reality, I'm the one who hurts the most, and it's fucking killing me. I will reclaim my fucking life, and at the point I fucking do, I'll reflect on these emotions. Fuck the people just like you. I have found now my nirvana. I've been enlightened, and I'm free. No more wasted time or mere regret. I just want to fucking be. Have I hurt your fucking feelings? That was not my intent. I'm just blowing off some steam. You see, I'm really fucking bent. So fuck it. I'm a survivor. But a lesson has been learned. Fuck the people who have baggage. Don't be so fucking concerned. Because they never fucking let go. They dump their shit on you. And when you no longer serve a purpose, that's when they say they're fucking through. It's called a fresh start for a reason. And it doesn't matter how. But realize that we're just human. Drop your fucking standards now. That fantasy inside your head will never become real. We're not fucking built like that. We're built to procreate, to feel. But I'd like to take this time to say, I did have some fun. It's true. But the most fun that I've had is fucking getting rid of you. You've done nothing but fucking hold me back. And it's time I fucking change. You fucking ruined me. You're the one that is to blame. These fucking words had to be said. If you don't like it, who gives a fuck? It was the best thing that could happen. I'd become your fucking luck. I fucking lifted you up. I carried the fucking weight. I'm fucking better off without you. Now I'm feeling fucking great. So fuck all of your problems. And fuck me for helping out. Fuck you, because you understand what the fuck this is about. Oh, fuck. I'm still rhyming. Well, fuck it. I don't care. I'm sure there's more fucking words to say, but the fucking rhyming there. You're fucking scared of commitment. It's called a fucking relationship. Don't bother fucking dating if you can't be a part of this. I'm tired of all your hang-ups, and by this time you should have known. This is what adults do. Fuck this game of cat and mouse. So go about your fucking business. I've still got a fighting chance. A fucking line. Just one more time. Just to say, fuck our romance. You can fucking fuck off, fuckface. I'm glad we're fucking through. Enjoy your brand new fucking life. I spent too much fucking time on you. Yes, these words may have been hurtful. That's why I could not bear to speak them face to face. For it seemed that I still cared. Now reflect for just a moment. I am not sitting by your side. There's an empty space existent that you can no longer hide. I never had my hand in your hand. That was the eloquence you see. You've only a letter I had written, and that message is, I'm free. Goodbye. The end.
Have you recorded that somewhere?
Actually, I recorded that on a mic on my phone, and then I just hit save.
Wow, you should put that on SoundCloud, because there is a certain artistic mastery to the way you start, the middle part, and the finish. Amazing.
Well, it comes from something that happened about a year and a half ago, and it's just like, you remember all the good memories, but you remember all the pain that went through it, and now I find I'm in a similar situation with someone just like that, and it just felt relevant to have that one come out.
Beautiful. And, by the way, it had more F-bombs in it than an ICP tune.
That's why I was making sure. Like I said, it was an F-bomb.
Loved it. Great work.
Thank you.
And that was Zachary on World Poetry Open Mic. On World Poetry After Dark. Caught it midway through.
Heroic save.
Wait, that was the spring. I mean,
I'm so proud of you for those innuendos.
Wow. All right, so that'll do it for this section of After Dark. We're going to break out the mop and clean off the table.
That's your job.
And just know that we hope you had a happy ending to your World Poetry Open Mic show.
he's this humble poet so proud of himself right
he
now.
Is.
Yeah, he's giving himself a gold star.
He is. Yes, totally. Yes.
He's very proud.
A gold star. No, I'm just kidding. All right. So, for Michael Amade, JT, and myself, we want to thank you for tuning in, and we want to say goodnight, John Holmes, wherever you're at.